I was going to ask, are you, like, do you find that when you're in America, like, people recognize you more than they do in New Zealand?
No, everyone knows Flight of the Conchords in New Zealand.
Yep.
A lot, and if not from watching the show, then from seeing us on the news from that time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's less so now, but when the show was on in the States, people were amazed.
Because
New Zealanders don't like New Zealand comedy.
Sure.
Yeah. And part of that's because the TV system is so bad that if good things do get made, they're on late and they're never put on prime time or anything like that.
So speaking of Flight of the Conchords, and forgive me if you've been asked this ad nauseum, but is there any movement on anything in the future with you and Brett?
I could just like show you an email from last week, which is like, should we get together soon and write a movie?
Yeah.
And then I could show you one from the year before and the year before. It's something we always talk about. The last email had some premise ideas in it.
Yeah.
Which is just a new step.
Yeah.
Which is a new step for us. But part of that is difficult as we want to make it with James Bobin, who lives in LA, and that means we'd have to go to LA. You know, we both got really good lives in Wellington.
Yeah.
LA. It's not my favorite place anyway.
Aside from just the geographical restrictions, is there anything else holding it back? Like,
not really, but Brett got really busy working with James on the Muppet movies.
Yeah.
So we wanted him in what we do in the shadows.
Yeah.
And actually, we had him in the short as a vampire.
I was kind of surprised not to see him pop up somewhere in there.
Yeah, but we actually cut him out of the short because he's corpsing, laughing the whole time. So we had to cut him out, even though he's funny. He's a vampire called Brett. But we should have put that in the extras, actually. I realised we should have put him in, even though his acting was terrible in that. We should have. Just because he's so amused by it. But, no, not really. And we both work quite a lot out of the country.
Yeah.
So, and it often seems like we're not in town at the same time, even though we live, you know, I can bike over to his house.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, as a fan, I'm wondering why we don't see Jermaine in more movies every year. Is it an issue of just not the right projects being available, or that you're too busy? Because I'd like to see about 300% more annually.
Well, I think this year there's probably more. I don't know. The Shadows movie was this huge editing job, a year long. And I did actually manage to escape and do a couple of movies while Taika took over the edit. We would swap.
Yeah.
Neither of us were getting paid to do Shadows, so he would go and direct commercials and other TV shows, and I'd go and act and stuff, and then we'd get back into our depressing little room and
put your money in a pile.
Sometimes, we can pay for the movie again. So that took me out for a long time, and before that I was on Men in Black 3.
Yep.
And that was almost a year.
Wow.
You know, so it's like 2 years taken out by those two films.
Wow.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I would fit it in, really. I'm trying to do more. It's not possible. What I want to do, more acting and more writing.
Right.
You know,
sure.
And you gotta. The good thing about Men in Black is we wrote a lot of what we do in the shadows while I was doing it, because we had a lot of downtime, but usually you can't do that.
Yeah.
In the film I've been working on in Vancouver, moved so quickly.
So what is the project you've been working on in Vancouver?
It's an adaptation of a Roald Dahl book, The Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, right, right. And Steven Spielberg directing that?
Yeah.
And what's the role that you're
I'm one
playing?
Of the evil giants.
Okay.
So there's The Big Friendly Giant. Do you know the book?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Childhood classic.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not so known over here.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's very well known in New Zealand.
No,
I don't know if anyone's excited about that. But that's probably Roald Dahl's most known book. Yeah, but I think here it's Matilda and
something like that.
Fantastic Mrs. Fox. But yeah, so I'm just one of the horrible giants.
How is
Bill Hader is one?
Oh, great! Oh, that's great. I love Hader. So what is it? What is that transition like? Like going from something small where you're literally paying for it yourself with What We Do in the Shadows to a giant production with Steven Spielberg at the helm? Does it feel different?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because Tyker and I both did a lot of the jobs on that, and it's much more intense and worrying. And then BFG will have to just live my lines.
Right.
And then, you know, it's very different.
But I also assume...
But the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, a lot of it's motion capture.
Oh, is it?
So,
and that's your first time doing that.
They don't actually... It is, yeah. They don't actually have a lot of... They do have sets, surprisingly.
Mm.
They don't actually need to have them.
Ugh.
But in this one, they do have, you know, the BFG's house and stuff, and then they've got a scale for him, a scale for us.
Oh.
One for the little girl, so she's got, like, a huge scale. You know, they'll make a table that's as big as this room that she... walking on, and then there'll be a table this size for the BFG.
Oh,
and
cool. Then
the same table, and then there's one this size for me and Bill and the other giant guys. So everything's in this.
So does that kind of come down to like the philosophy of one for them, one for me? Like, I'll go do this giant project. And
No, because I love Steven Spielberg movies.
Yeah.
I love the BFG book.
Yeah.
And... Melissa Matheson is the writer on that, and I love her other movies. So I if I was to do a superhero movie, maybe that would might be like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because your career kind of precludes like that. You really only invest yourself in projects that you find worth in. Is that a fair generalization?
I think so, but. Yeah, because I don't think of myself as an actor, but I'm just taking up more and more of my time.
Yeah.
So
So you consider yourself a comedy writer first and foremost?
Yeah, I mean, that's because it's what I started doing and that's what I wanted to do, you know. But if you actually added up the time, it's probably more an actor now. But I think I've always got something to do, you know, if I don't, you know, writing's always there. If you've got an idea, you've got maybe not money, but you've got a job, you know. So there's always.
And where does music fit in all this? Because obviously, you know, you really kind of rose to stardom on the back of your.
Yeah, it's funny, really, because I was doing TV and stuff, writing for sketch shows and doing theatre, and then getting sick of auditioning and still loved doing the theatre stuff, acting, you know, writing comedy shows.
Mm.
And then me and Brett said, let's get out of this acting bullshit
and
start a band. And half as a joke.
Mm.
But then we started doing that and it went really well, and it was Tyker and Brett and I separate together have written lots and lots of theatre shows.
Yep.
And the Concords was the easiest to tour because it's just two guitars.
Mm.
And it just took off, and it led to doing the thing that we were sick of doing.
Sure. You know? right.
But in a good way. You know?
Yeah.
And it's led to all these other cool things.
Do you foresee yourself doing more musical stuff?
I don't know why, but I really want to make a musical movie.
Oh, I hope you do.
I don't even like musical movies.
Yeah. No, I don't either. But
I don't even understand why I want to do it so much. But Brett and I have been talking about doing that.
And that would be something other than necessarily Flight?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it won't be like the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, as in, it won't be the characters from the TV show.
Sure.
But it could be us. It could be other people.
And do you guys ever just, like, go out and play shows anymore?
We haven't for about a year and a half played any shows, but we're planning to. Yeah, and I'm starting to miss it now.
Yeah, that's just like a logistical thing.
We were doing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Brett's had another baby. You can, if you really, I'm sure you'd be able to tell when people had babies by tracking their career.
Sure, right. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Where they been for the last 10 years? So let's talk about New Zealand for a quick bit, because as I said, love New Zealand. It's my favorite place in the world. I know you said that you don't know the remote place
you went to. Otago University.
Yeah. Yeah,
it must be the most southernmost university in the world.
Like
the
probably, yeah.
Closest to Antarctica you can study.
And I had a great time. So you grew up in the North Island, and then you moved to Wellington.
Which is also in the North Island.
Yeah. It's right on the cusp.
Yeah.
You can basically hop a ferry over in, what, like 40 minutes? Or, so are you like a North Island guy, or do you appreciate the South Island?
I mean, I know the South Island's the pretty one, but I haven't.
They're both pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know the South Island very well.
Really? Have you spent any time down there?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Sometimes I found it disconcertingly white. I look white, but I don't think of myself as white.
Yeah.
So and
a Maori at heart.
Well, you know, that's how I was raised, but I I like it, but then there's something that culturally I feel like I don't fit. I don't fit there sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place, and a lot of my good friends are from there.
So growing up, you said you were raised kind of in a Maori community. Were you on like a marae?
No. That's, people don't really live on marae.
I went and I stayed at one for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I know some people live there, but...
Yeah, but not as a community. But there's something you go to in the, you know, a couple of times a month or once a month. I don't know.
So,
but I wouldn't. I don't really now because I've...
Yeah. You know, so yeah, being from kind of like a small community and then kind of achieving international fame, what is it like going home?
You know, in the midst of the Concord stuff, it was pretty insane.
Yeah.
Especially if Brett and I were together, people would come out onto the street and applaud us and stuff like that. You know, and getting home, sitting in the same cafe, I would be trying to scrounge some money together for a samosa, but now there's a, you know, there's a 50-foot billboard of me and Brett across the road from the same cafe that he used to wash the dishes. Wow. You know, before we left.
So was that overwhelming, or is that just
it was
a supremely awesome feeling?
No, it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
No, I don't think either of us liked that.
Yeah.
But now everyone's used to us, so it's fine.
It's no big deal.
You know, people forget, and we've both been working mostly in movies, Brett even more behind the scenes because he's doing music more.
Mm.
But people see less movies than TV, so it's actually less of a deal, you know.
Yeah.
People have to seek out your stuff, whereas if you're on TV, you know, they kind of
being right in your
crammed
eyes
into that, you know. Yeah.
So, Kiwi question. Do you see yourself more as a box of Tim Tams or a jar of Marmite?
I think probably Marmite, as in, you know, not everyone's taste.
Mm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You know, delicious if spread thinly.
Mm, yeah. Overwhelming if it's a little thick.
I'm not peanut butter.
Yeah.
Don't just lay it on too much of it.
So, I guess, finally, being an international sex symbol, how do you fend off the ladies?
How do I fend them off?
Yeah.
They keep them away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spray like
repellent. I don't know. They do a good job themselves of fending themselves off.
Yeah. Okay.